We're about to talk to Norm coming up here at 8:15. He is the Hall of Famer. He is the greatest talk show host ever in the city of Dallas, cities of Dallas and Fort Worth, with a 48-year career. And he also has a mark of 132, which I don't think will ever be broken. Or will it? By either myself or Gordo.
We're going to update that. It's 133.
133.
Yes, okay. One last week.
That's right. Yeah. That was the nine response got him up to 133. Norm has had so many amazing moments. We went through, I don't know, 20 or 30 of these. And these were the ones that got the biggest laughter and are, we think, the most classic Norm e-breaks through the years in his 23 years here at the Ticket. And this is an example of just what makes Norm so great. If any of us had to do a live spot and all we had was the name of the company, there's no way we could do 60 seconds. I mean, we would all bail. We would all punt. But Norm, just with the two words, choose energy, got 60 seconds out of this. And who originally raised the flag on this? Was that you, Gordo? You were driving around, and you heard this, and you said, okay, we need to go back and listen to that?
Yeah, his producer texted me and says, you know, hey, you need to listen. I don't know what just happened.
Okay.
But you need to listen Something to happened. This live spot.
And it may so be to this day.
Said I would.
One of the most amazing 60 seconds in Ticket history.
Where are you getting your energy? It's a simple question. Where are you getting your energy in this world? Energy is becoming more and more and more of a factor in everybody's world. Everybody's world. I'd like to direct you to a new client we have on the station named Choose Energy. Choose Energy is an absolutely fantastic way of getting your energy in this world. Choose Energy allows you to choose the company you want. Choose the company you want to deliver your energy. Choose Energy gives you fantastic choices in the energy area. And it's up to you to simply look at the choices and determine which one is best for you. Choose Energy we'll hear a lot more about in the coming days on our station. Choose Energy as a way to save you money. Choose Energy is the way of the future, enabling you to choose the energy source you want, the one that works best for you, the one that saves you the most energy money. Choose Energy.
So if I'm hearing that for the first time, the concept sounds great. That's all I have to do. I mean, it's a little bit of work, but I just have to choose the energy.
That is his genius on display because he never skipped a beat. He didn't mess up at all. One little wobble at the very end, but it was so smooth and so much enthusiasm. Yeah. Like, wow, this guy really knows what he's talking about. This company sounds great, even though he's given us zero details.
Nothing.
Yeah, but he sold me on the concept, though. It sounds great. Right. I can't wait to sign up and choose the energy that I want for my world. God, that's amazing.
It's becoming more and more of a factor in everybody's world. Everybody's world.
Okay, now we go into Norm versus callers, which, again, is Norm at his best because he's so passionate about sports. And if someone keeps, you know, stepping out of bounds, Norm's finally going to throw a flag on him, yell at him, give him a technical foul. And Norm was really angry when someone threw at the head of a Ranger. And this gave us... This gave us no, 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 never. And it also gave us the incredible phrase, headhunting is a coward.
The plate by throwing.
Did you see the pitch? Where was the pitch to Soriano?
I agree that it was clearly intended to hit him. But
where was the pitch?
It was high and tight.
Right. Okay, Rob, I'm going to take your stand here. I'm going to send a message. Where do I throw the ball to Soriano?
High and tight.
No. No, 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 never, 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 no, never. Hit him in the butt. When Nolan Ryan wanted to hit somebody, he'd drill him in the butt. I didn't like it then. I don't like it now. But head hunting is a coward. Tim Hudson is an unmitigated coward. And so is Scott Proctor. You're a coward. You're a shameful person. And you know what? When this happens on the Rangers, I think Padilla's a coward. When he just chooses, when he's frustrated, I'm going to throw at somebody. That's a coward's approach. Get him out.
Gosh, that's, again, Norm at his greatest.
Yes.
Here's another thing about Norm. As we've said about him throughout the years, he will ride something out. And again, I think it goes back to passion. He was so excited to talk to the running legend Kip Keno and everything that he's done with his humanitarian efforts. And Norm was so excited to have him on the show. And this is the famous Kip Keno call where it was not a good connection from here to Kenya. And again, Norm trying to ride it out from the very beginning.
Now we have made contact with a gentleman. We have made contact with a gentleman that I'm looking forward to talking to. He's not there? Oh, what happened, Frito? Just, if you would, tell me on the air what happened here. Kip Keno was just...
Well, he was there, and okay. Then we brought him up.
Phone disconnected.
Okay, let's go back and see if we can get that number back, Frito. Joining us from Kenya on the Bob Steak and Chop House Hotline. Good morning to Kip Keno. How are you, Kip?
Hello?
Hello, Kip. How are you?
Fine.
That's fine. I hope you can hear us in the United States. First of all, just a general congratulations on a magnificent athletic career.
Yeah.
Kip, at what point did you and your wife decide you would take whatever earnings you had and try to do something for the children of Kenya?
I tell you, I can't hear you.
Oh, that's a bummer. Kip, can you hear me now?
Hello?
Hello?
I can't hear you.
Oh, my. Is that the end of the...
The reception is bad.
Okay. Kip, can we try you right back?
Can you call me back later?
Okay, we'll call you back.
It is bad. I can't hear.
Okay. Thank you, Kip. We will try Kip Keno back. Frito, this is a guy we got to keep trying because his story is one of the most remarkable. Frito's good to me. I know dealing with Kenyan phone systems and cell phones in Kenya must be an adventure.
We'll try giving a call back when he can do it from a landline. How's that?
Okay, good. In fact, why don't you try right now to call him back?
Set it up
right now and ask him when he'll be on a landline.
Okay.
Okay.
How do you think that call went? And I think a few weeks or maybe a month later, Norm finally had on Kip Keno. All right, back to Norm versus callers. This is an amazing one because we used to listen to this weekly for what Norm said at the end to Mike in Duncanville.
Listen, Norm, let me tell you what I want, okay? And then you're more than welcome to tell me if I'm wrong or not, but let me finish before you hang up on me. Listen, Norm, you bring in Felix Jones early. You give him a couple touches. You give him a pitch. You run some screens to him. You run a counter. You see if Felix Jones can get loose. If Felix Jones can't get loose, then you bring in Tashard Choice. You run some Wildcat, and you bring in Marion Barber on the third and short positions. And on this
Mike, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still
Do
here.
Do not ever call this station again. Mike, are we clear?
Yeah,
do not ever leave it.
Day,
do not. We're welcome to leave the station for using language like that. You do not ever, ever, ever do that. Mike, you will never be put on the air on this station again. I don't make reasonable arguments. That's fine. You start getting on the air and screaming and you use profanity. You are welcome to not only not call again, but to stop listening to the station, in our estimation. Go someplace else for your sports talk.
See, that may be the greatest. That may be the greatest.
This is the most awkwardly worded sentence.
Never call here
again. He invited him.
Invited, yeah.
And the punctuator of go somewhere else for your sports talk.
We invite you to never listen to our station. What is it? Do you have just that last part?
Well, we need to listen to that whole thing again because...
He also says something weird when he says he told him to leave the station. Yeah. That's a weird thing to say.
Yeah.
Mike,
I don't make reasonable arguments. That's fine. You start getting on the air and screaming and you use profanity. You are welcome to not only not call again, but to stop listening to the station, in our estimation. Go someplace else for your sports talk.
You are welcome to not call again. Yes.
And then if you listen closely, too, you can also hear Mike saying, after being told never to listen to the station, okay, I won't. Good day, sir. Oh, my gosh, what an argument that was. All right. How about this? Because we got really hung up on this when Norm actually broke our phone bank at our old studio because he got so mad at Tom.
You'd lose $150 million.
If I made $50 billion, I wouldn't.
He
worry
does
about
not make $50 billion, Tom.
Norm,
Tom,
throwing numbers around.
Tom, well, you haven't even answered my question. You offer Todd Zeal.
You are an apologist.
I'm sorry. That's it. I'm sorry. When you won't answer my question, that fries me. You offer Todd Zeal.
Oh, we missed it there. Oh, man. And, he broke it to where we couldn't go to that, whatever that line was, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because he punched it.
He punched it so hard.
How can you get that mad about a sports discussion?
Well, that's his passion.
And if you are yelling at Norm, you are going to get yelled at, and you're going to get dunked on, and you're going to get cut off.
I'm
sorry. That's it.
And, of course, that turned into,
that's it.
Yeah,
slowed it way down. There was.
We also had.
We had backwards masking. That's it.
But then, as Norm's climbing into the 90s in e-brakes, he gave us this one.
It's impossible, basically, and you got to just persist and keep going. I knew that. You know, I got one. I started shooting, and you just kind of keep going and hoping.
When Mozart sits down to paint, he just paints. I don't think the first time Mozart sat down to paint, he thought he was going to be an incredible painter.
Well, music.
What?
Mozart's music.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yes, yeah. Music.
You might have been thinking Picasso.
Yeah, okay. And that's
one of those dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do the athletes understand?
And that put Norm at 100 e-brakes. He finishes officially where, Fernando?
That is 134 wins for Norman Mayer's houseboy Hitzkus.
He's got two more hours today.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
He could add to that total.
He sure could. And we could be talking about Norm next Friday. Who knows?